Instincts, sex, sex, and more sex. Why do we want sex? The obvious primary purpose of sex is for us to procreate. There is also a selfish pleasure reward component. But what fundamentally drives this powerful urge, this instinctual drive in humans? The sexual urge in humans, both male and female, is primarily driven by the hormone testosterone. Most people know that testosterone is the primary male trait influencer hormone, but both sexes require this hormone to have a sex drive. Without testosterone, neither gender would desire sex. On average, men have levels of testosterone up to 30 times higher than women do. That is why men have a much higher sex drive in general than women. According to Healthline.com, for men over 19, normal testosterone levels range between 240 and 950 nanograms per deciliter. For women over 19, normal testosterone levels range between 8 and 60 nanograms per deciliter. I took testosterone supplements for 2 years, so I've had personal experience with increasing and decreasing it in my system. A couple of years ago, I decided to join the new fad of testosterone supplements with the intent of having more energy, increased strength, losing waist fat, and gaining muscle. My levels went from 280 to 700 nanograms per deciliter, more than double my normal levels at the time, which supposedly put me back to the testosterone level of a 20-year-old male. Doubling my testosterone level increased my strength, muscle mass, ambition, and sexual drive. But the increased testosterone also increased my feelings of anger and aggression. After being on testosterone supplements for over a year, I decided to stop them. Then I learned that after ceasing testosterone supplements, the body can take up to a year to produce natural levels again. A month after I stopped taking the supplements, my blood level of testosterone dropped from 700 to 37 nanograms per deciliter. My doctor said that was the lowest level he had ever seen for a male. At that extremely low level, my sex drive completely disappeared. I was like a child before puberty, with no sexual desires, urges, or thoughts. It was a return to innocence. I actually didn't mind this at the time. It was a relief to be given a break from thinking about sex for a while. What I didn't like about the lower testosterone level was the noticeable decline in physical strength and overall decrease in ambitious drive. I also didn't like feeling fear on greater levels and feeling more emotionally sensitive. I have watched nature documentaries that show male elephants, seals, and elk during mating season with their high testosterone levels urging them to fight, gouge, and even kill each other for access to females. This behavior is prompted solely by testosterone. All those male animals are violently competing for the right to mate and spread their genes. Testosterone is the hormone that drives procreation in the human species and many others. But it not only has driven procreation, it has also enabled man's drive to hunt and kill for survival. Because men have much higher levels of testosterone than women do, they commit the majority of violent and sexual assaults. Testosterone challenges our evolution, which will require choosing not to fight or react in anger, regardless of our hormonal-driven feelings to do so.